Joining me from the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention and Trade Show in Austin, Texas is Pete Hannibut. He serves in the Public Policy Department with NDFB. And Pete, discussions that surround water and some policy regulations in the works that he's trying to stop from happening that would have an impact in North Dakota.
Yes, the Obama administration had the Waters of the U.S. rule, which fortunately North Dakota, with leadership from home in North Dakota and several other states, joined in pursuing court action to stop that. And it was limited in many states, half the states, but half the other states did not go into the court action with North Dakota and the other states. And so this president set that aside almost immediately. Then there was some legal wrangling after he was in office, but eventually the bottom line is that we've set aside the pervasive waters of the U.S. that would have gotten the federal government into everybody's backyard, anywhere there was a puddle of water. That's been set aside completely, and it's like we've hit the restart button with the new administration and dealing with water in the right way. And then there's a tie into the Corps of Engineers and how they are treating landowners and stealing private property rights from landowners with some of their actions. And so this president, with the WOTUS change and with the Corps of Engineers, is really giving us some of our private property rights back as it relates to water and flowing of water and navigable water, water where you can actually turn a profit, not just stagnant water that is sitting somewhere, but moving flowing water where there was commerce. That's what the navigable meant in the original Clean Water Act, but it's been abused over the years, and the Waters of the U.S. interpretation of it was a further reach of that abuse, and this president has set that aside.
Mm-hmm. Wrapping up our conversation here, Pete, really the focus right now for NDFB is those national policy issues as we skip this year's legislative session and have to wait until next year until session reconvenes. So any final words or thoughts on the national policy issues that we're focused on right now?
Well, we may see some changes in national policy at the AFBF level. Obviously, the hemp production policy will need some modification because we haven't had policy that covers the way some of the state rules have been changing lately, and we have to get those things in line. There's always something about emerging types of agriculture, and so we'll have some of those changes. There may be some discussion on dairy policy. There may be some discussion on pricing. We don't expect a wholesale change of things, and so I think the major focus will be some of these new emerging issues, such as the hemp production. We'll see some of those changes in our policy and move forward from there.
Well, very good. Again, Pete Hannibut with NDFB.